This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. State Representative Patrick Windhorst of Metropolis is moving legislation aimed at protecting one of Southern Illinois' longest-running summer traditions, the 9-day trail ride in the Shawnee National Forest. House Bill 4300 updates state law by adjusting the definition of a campground, raising the threshold from 6 to 10 days of operation per year. Windhorst says the change is needed after a regulatory snag that could have threatened the event's future.
Because of a change in ownership, they had to move campgrounds, which meant they were no longer grandfathered in under prior law and would have to come into compliance with the Campground Act. Where they meet is simply a field that's only used for those 9 days, and this change in law will allow them to continue to operate as they have for the last 59 years.
Windhorst thanks House members for their unanimous support, noting the trail ride's importance to the region's economy and cultural heritage. There's an effort in Springfield to create a millionaire's tax, and House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch says he's in full support. Democrats in the House are pushing a constitutional amendment for the fall ballot that would impose a 3% tax on those making at least $1 million annually. The state estimates the tax could generate $4.5 billion each year. In a sit-down with WBEZ, Welch says his Democratic colleagues are split on where that money should go.
There's a whole lot of things that we can do with our pension obligations, property tax relief, if we ask those who can pay more to pay more. And I think the surcharge tax is certainly one of the ways that we can do that. But the conversations are still being had.
To appear on the November ballot, the measure needs to pass the House and Senate with supermajorities by May 3rd. Only one county in the Southern Illinois region saw its unemployment rate fall year over year in January. Alexander County saw its unemployment figure drop from 7.2% in January of 2025 to 6.7% this past January. The largest increase was shared by Pope and Edwards counties, where their rates jumped by 1.5%. Pulaski County owns the highest unemployment rate in January of this year at 7.2%. The lowest rate is shared by Wabash and Richland counties at 4.1%. You can read more at WSIU.org.